Even with the pandemic, mass outdoor gatherings in support of various causes have become a common occurrence across Western North Carolina. Dangerous weapons are prohibited at demonstrations, but the definition of a demonstration is open to interpretation, even among law enforcement. At the end of August, the Armed Patriots, a group based in Bryson City, gathered on Main Street in Silva.
It wasn't really an event. We just went out and expressed our Second Amendment rights.
That's Mark Day. He's one of the organizers of the group. He says they wanted to come to Silva because the town is having a hard time right now.
We just wanted to go over there and let them say, hey, not all protesters or not all people are bad. You do have rights, and we will protect you and defend yourself.
Day's referring, in part, to ongoing rallies seeking to relocate the Confederate monument known as Silva Sam. Silva Police Chief Chris Hatton says that his officers watched the event and determined that it was not a protest or a demonstration.
Instead of going out there and standing beside them or whatnot, we decided just to watch the cameras and make sure that they were acting appropriately and that no statutes were being violated, that kind of thing.
In the last few months, Hatton has gotten very familiar with the North Carolina General Statute, which states that it is forbidden for a participant or spectator to bring a firearm on public land during a parade, funeral procession, picket line, or demonstration. BPR spoke to Hatton just after the August gathering. He said the fact that the Armed Patriots are an organized group gave him pause. But after he checked in with the local district attorney's office, he didn't consider their gathering a demonstration. Republican Ashley Hornsby Welch is the district attorney for the westernmost counties in North Carolina, including Jackson, where Silva is.
I can understand why someone driving down the street in Silva might be intimidated by this, but these individuals have a right under the Second Amendment to carry firearms and open carry them.
If this was not a demonstration, then what is the definition of one? Welch was asked.
It's not as simple as saying, okay, here's the definition of a demonstration, and that's the way that it always is, because that's not the case.
Across North Carolina, firearms at protests have been handled differently. In Asheville, three men were arrested for bringing firearms weeks after an event in May. Other cases are currently under litigation. Reconcile Silva, the group leading the rallies to move Silva Sam, has submitted over 100 pages of negative feedback, name-calling, and threats to the police, which they have received since the start of the group. Kelly Brown of the group says there is a clear political divide on the legal interpretation of gun rights between Republican and Democrat district attorneys, one that makes him feel unsafe as a black man.
The expectation when we vote for a district attorney, we vote for a district attorney that's going to uphold the law for all of her community members, and she continuously seems to fail at that.
Brown says when it comes to a question of rights versus threatening people's lives, he has one question.
At what point are we just turning a blind eye?
During all four interviews for this story, the recent shooting in Kenosha, Wisconsin, came up. Kyle Rittenhouse is charged with killing two people. His presence at that protest brought up the question, do militias have a place in the community and at protests? Welch talked about the definition of a militia this way.
I think that the term militia sort of implies a group of armed individuals that have very certain intentions. If you narrow it down to a group of individuals that are exercising their Second Amendment rights and otherwise abiding the law, I think to use the term militia with that is not fair.
Welch makes it clear that it is law enforcement's responsibility to make the call of whether a crime is being committed on the scene, and then it is up to her office to decide if the charge can be prosecuted. When it comes to dangerous weapons present at protests, Welch maintains that those are illegal and need to be reported to the police. I'm Lily Knapp, BPR News.